This podcast is a resource of givinglight.org. You're listening to episode 40 of the Giving Light Devotional Podcast. Today's devotion is a continuation of the previous episode. Last episode, All That Is Within Me, I talked about our authority and our responsibility to guard our vessel. The truth is, what's inside of you should never surprise you. Why? Because you can have whatever you give access to. Proverbs 4:23. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. It is so important to understand that what flows into you will eventually flow from you. Today's devotion comes from 2 Corinthians 1:3 through 5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. So this verse teaches us how to steward the exchange of life in a kingdom community. It's interesting how the Word of God describes God's children in a large sense as the body of Christ, but in an individualized sense, we are called vessels. You can see how this relationship works when you look at our natural body. You see, the purpose of blood vessels in our body is to carry blood throughout the body, which contains oxygen and nutrients that are needed for muscles and organs. And then those same blood vessels carry that blood back to the heart to repeat the process. So the responsibility of the vessel is to transfer blood to the entire body. Remember, life is in the blood. So the function slash responsibility of a vessel in the context of the body of Christ is to be a carrier of life throughout the body. When you look at 2 Corinthians 1:3 through 5, it clearly charts out the flow of life in a kingdom community or in a kingdom culture. Let's break this down. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. If we are going to be a carrier of life, a carrier of peace, a carrier of comfort, we must first be connected to the source of it. Now, this is something I can't manufacture. This isn't something that I can drum up on my own strength. It's not like I can make the choice to have peace that passes my own understanding. It's something that I must receive. Well, let me put it this way. God has a monopoly on what He supplies, and our access to it is through a relational connection with Him. Now, the scripture goes on to declare who comforts us in all our affliction. It is through this relational connection with our Father, the source of all life, that we receive comfort in our affliction. We receive life from the source of life. We receive comfort from the God of all comfort. Remember when I said you can have whatever you give access to. John 7:38. Whoever believes in me, as scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them. The New Living Translation states, anyone who believes in me may come and drink, for the scripture declares rivers of living water will flow from his heart. You see, when we say that we believe, it's not just a confession of our faith, but it is an unlocking of our heart to the source of life. It is counterintuitive to say that you believe and then close yourself off. To believe is the permission of access. Now, the one who believes must continue in this reality by opening himself up to heaven's ongoing influence. Finally, the scripture declares, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. Now we become an open conduit for kingdom life to flow from us. Have you ever noticed that when God pours himself out, it is always with the intent to fill you to overflowing? Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. You see, his intent is to give us more than what we could ever need. Why? Because the excess is always meant to flow from us to those around us. What does Scripture say? To comfort those with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. First, you must commit yourself to remain connected with the source of life. And from that connection, we receive the life that we need. But you have to understand, when God pours himself out, he always does it with the intent to give you more than what you could ever need. It's called the overflow. And now from that overflow, we can extend that life that we receive to those in need around us. Community can only work when there is an exchange of life. And when this exchange flows properly, that life always leads back to the source. Pray this with me. Father, empower me through your Spirit to be a vessel that is set apart for your use. If you would like more resources for your devotional life, make sure you check out the associated webpage for this episode. As always, thank you for listening. Until next time, stay hungry and keep seeking.